there, little bunny. I hope you've been having a wonderful week. And if not, it's okay too. That's just how life goes. Sometimes we have to have the bad times in order to feel the good. You know how I know that? That sounds like one of those phrases that sounds true, but deep down you know is kind of BS. Well, this one actually is true. And it's because the world around us is incredible. And when I say the world, I'm talking about our civilization. In this year that I'm recording this, I don't want to say what year, in case you're separated from me right now by many years. Maybe you're 100 years after I'm recording this, but we're still connected even then with that distance in time, wherever the distance is in the physical world, in the time world, no matter what, I am right here with you. Right now, it's just you, and it's just me. So do you want to take a breath with me and really connect? Because I do. Okay, here we go. And as you know, I'll be sniffling and coughing and stuff like that. I'm just recording. This is not radio. This is not acting. This is just me and you hanging out. And I'm telling you the things that, the wise things that I know, the life experiences that I've had, or just the comforting words that I have to say. I think the podcast is like a honey carrot. It's delicious and also good for you. And you also have to kind of pick which one you want more of as you listen. Because if you just want the honey, you just want to lick the honey off the carrot like a greedy little bunny, then just turn off your brain. Don't worry about what I'm saying. Just relax, and I'll be here for you with my beautiful, beautiful honey voice. And if you're looking for some nutrition and you want to make your life better, well, the honey is a bonus, but maybe you're here for the carrot, and you know that over the next however long I'll be talking to you, you'll be getting 1, 2, 3 steps closer to the life that you really, really want. And I feel pretty qualified in helping you do that. In fact, if you just... Oh, so my air is going to be turning on and off because it is cold now where I am. And I'll talk more about that's going to be relevant. And it's also going to distract me every time it happens. So if I randomly forget what I'm talking about, that's just going to happen several times as I spend this time with you. And yeah, I was saying something about how, yeah, just do what I tell you and your life will get better. It just comes down to that, little bunny. If you want to go brain dead and you want your life to get better at the same time, just do what I say. Just do what I say and things will get good. I promise. Okay. Okay. You know what I like a lot, which brings me happiness, actually. I love routine, which is a bit counterintuitive because I love improvisation too. I love improvisation and I love routine. It's the combination of those two that I think keeps my life balanced, right? We were talking about balanced and how our lives in this day and age, hold on. I know it doesn't feel like it, and I feel almost guilty telling you this because I know your life has challenges. I know that. But we live in the best age to have ever been alive. And this is true whatever time you're listening to this, because the trajectory, despite what the for-profit news companies will tell you, which is they will tell you whatever it is to get your ad clicks. And spoiler alert, what sells really well is telling you that the world is ending. Although there are, you know, big problems to solve. But the world is getting better. It really is. And if you don't believe me, I will recommend a book called Enlightenment Now. It's a wonderful smart people book if you want a smart people book to read. And it's by the Harvard professor named Steven Pinker. And I will do multiple episodes on that book, I'm sure. But that's like the most carrot thing you could possibly do is read that book. Literally, that will do more good. Well, it won't do more good for you than the podcast, but wow, will it change your life if you have a pessimistic outlook on life. And I will stop talking about it because I will get sidetracked too easily. What I have to say is completely unrelated to that. Because speaking of time, this is a time-sensitive podcast episode because this is the Friday before Thanksgiving. And even if you're listening to this after Thanksgiving, maybe you got behind and you didn't listen to this on time, or you're listening to this in the future when this isn't the latest episode and you're just going back and soaking up all the Lindy content you can have. This will be useful for any time you have a family get together with your extended family specifically. And maybe it'll be useful when it rolls around to Thanksgiving time again. It can also be used in Christmas and I'm talking from an American bias here where those are the two holidays where you see the largest share of your family. A wedding could be the other one. I suppose a funeral as well. But I suppose I should tell you a little bit about Thanksgiving if you are not an American bunny. So Thanksgiving is... Well, let me back up. You know that we do Christmas big in America, and it's kind of like a capitalism festival, honestly. It has religious roots, but it's just like... I don't mean that as a dig. I mean, Christmas is fun. There's all kinds of cheer, and like there's decorations galore, and there's different sales if you want to buy stuff, and you're going to be buying stuff for other people, and so you're going to be giving a lot of presents, and that feels fun to think about what you get other people, and then other people buy you things that maybe you want. I'm not that big on receiving presents. I wonder if I'll get you a present. This will be my first Christmas in the garden. I guess the garden has a vague start point, but I like to start from the very first patron, who is a very, very wonderful little bunny. And that, I think, was, I have it written down, I think that's around February of this year that I'm recording this, which I won't mention the year because then it instantly feels outdated when you listen to it in the future. So this is garden year one. Not to have my own calendar, that's ridiculous, but I wonder if I'll get you something for Christmas. And if you're getting excited about what I might make for you for Christmas, well, I want you to imagine Thanksgiving as being like Christmas without that excitement. It's where you gather around with family, but there's none of that cheer. It's just like, we're going to get together with family and have a big meal. And so that's what the topic is about this week. It's about family, and I have a little mission for you if you make it all the way through to the end of the podcast, which, by the way, that's not a trick to keep you listening to the podcast. It doesn't matter. What was I saying? Okay, so family. I have a great episode called Family You Find. I think it's number 4. Oh, am I going to be lazy No, I'm going to be dutiful and give you the episode numbers if I ever reference an old podcast. This is going to be boring for you as I pull it up. I'm positive it's number 4. This is ridiculous. But now I'm like addicted to this thing. Okay. See all episodes. Isn't this great radio? See, it's not radio. Okay, family, you find number 4. I think it's like my most, the one I recommend the most. I reveal that I'm less enthusiastic about families you're born into than most people are. And I will give a disclaimer that I have actually quite a fantastic family on both sides. I'm very, very fortunate. I grew up with both parents in the home. Really, really good roll of the dice with the families that I have. But in kind of a philosophical way, I think family is quite a bit overrated. But there's a way we're going to hack this to have the best parts of family. So this will be clear when I describe it. So what is family? This is the topic of, if there's a Thanksgiving movie, which maybe there is, surely the moral of the story is the importance of family. That's the story of every Christmas movie, is they come around and realize how important family is. Well, the air turned on. I'm about to lose my train of thought. Focus, focus, daddy, focus, daddy, focus. I'm so easily distracted, but that's okay. I'm just going to give you some honey while I figure out what I was talking about. Little bunny, I love you so, so much. You make my life wonderful. And you are my chosen family. That's what the 4th episode is about. It's about surrounding yourselves, this role of the very special family. Or rather, I talk about how there's this missing role sometimes where you have your friends and you have the family you're born into. But what about these people that are close to you like family, or like the ideal, like the families that you see in the Christmas movies at the end of the movie when they're all happy and they love each other? By the way, I love to rip on Hollywood writers. So that's going to be a fun theme. What was I talking about, little bunny? Oh, that's the other thing is in terms of routine, I've decided that I'm doing these late at night now. This is my Thursday night tradition, is to stay up late with my little bunny. I don't have anything to do after this. I think that was a challenge with some of the earlier episodes I was recording, because I would I had very, very high standards for it. And I wanted it to be perfect, right? And so there's this drive for perfection, plus there's like a time limit. So if I do it in the afternoon, I have to be done by a certain time, because then I have to go do this or get to do some other thing. I don't know. With this, literally, it's just you and it's just me. And it's this pot of tea that I've been eyeing for quite a while, which is also part of the tradition now. So it's like this Thursday night with my little bunny. Just hang out with you for however long I feel like it, honestly. I had to, I use a subscription service to like host the podcast, and they send it everywhere. It's really convenient. But one of the ways that they get, one of the ways they make more of their profit, I don't want to chastise them for this. It's a wonderful, wonderful company that fills a great role that I need. But they charge you if you host longer than like 2 hours a month or something, or 3 hours a month. And with this new format, I had to upgrade and I had to pay more. So I'm paying more to give you this wonderful time with me. Because I'm just going to go, and I could go forever. So, okay, what should I do, little bunny? Should I talk about family? Should I pour this tea? Or should I just yawn into the microphone? You know what's great about perfection? One second. Is understanding how I can be the perfect person for you. And ironically, it's almost like I want to be the opposite of a radio program. Yeah. I just literally want to be here with you and just chill with you and hug you as best I can. Oh, I don't have a plushie with me. But I would, in the future, maybe for a really special episode, I'll give you a plushie hug. That was supposed to be the TikTok for today. But whenever I go viral, which is what the most recent one did, I usually like to take a break from TikTok for a couple of days because it kind of messes with my head. But yeah, it means lots of new bunnies found the garden. So I'm very happy when it goes viral, but it's like, oh my God, let me just hide from social media and can't even remember what I was talking about. Yeah, not radio. I don't know. I'm perfect for you. Yeah, I know it. Okay, let me pour this tea. Oh yeah, routine. I think it's tea is the drink that I'll be having with you each time I hang out with you on Thursday night. Oh, it says Friday night. It's because it's 1:24 a.m. as I'm recording this. And I'm keeping an eye on the recording software because last week I had the most beautiful podcast and it failed to record. My computer was just like, hey, sorry. I give up. I quit. And I was like, okay, I wish you had told me that. But it's okay. I'm keeping an eye on it, little bunny. Okay. You want me to? Oh, you know what? I got a feedback one time that I should say okay less. And now that I've told you, you'll never be able to unhear it. And in a previous era of the podcast, I would have gone and cut that out because I don't want you to notice when I say okay. But it doesn't matter. And that's exactly what you need. That's how I can be perfect for you, is to just be me. I think that's the number one bit of feedback I get when I ask how to improve things. Just be you. Okay, I'll just be me. And my voice is getting more and more me, by the way. Should I do an impression of my original voice? It's still this voice. Like, it's still my real voice. I'm not doing anything to it. No, I can't say. Should I say? I am doing a tiny bit of voice work. For something that is going to be publicly released. No, I can't say. Well, I'll just say that I have to use a filter. So, because I don't want my voice to be recognized. Yeah, don't spread that around. I don't want anyone to go try and find out what it is. You'll never be able to find it, though. It's okay. But yeah. It's a problem that this is my real voice because now I have to be careful where my real voice goes on the internet because then people will find me, little bunny. Okay. Yeah, let's pour the tea, yeah? And maybe I should go blow my nose. I should probably pause the podcast if I do that. I wonder if maybe I won't. Would that be kind of like a bold thing to do? Just like leave and keep it running? I'm going to do that. I'll do it in the other room. So I'm just literally going to walk away from my computer, not pause, and just go blow my nose and come right back. Did you laugh just now as the air turned on? As I was in the other room, I remembered that in all the podcasts, I start with a quote and I end with a poem. I wonder if I should keep doing that. Because that means I have to write you a good poem at 3 a.m. Although that's kind of fun, to be honest. But I haven't prepared a quote for you. So I think, see, I'm wondering if someday there's going to be an official book, like a coffee table book, it's got the quote on one side and it's got the poem on the other. So I think I got to stick to the format. Got to stick to the format. And by the way, I'm not going to be the one to make that book. So remember, I've been talking a lot about career lately. Maybe that will be you. Is it you that wants to make that coffee table book? You do the graphic design and you lay it out in the Adobe software. What is it? InDesign, Adobe InDesign. Maybe you're going to learn that, little bunny. Maybe you're going to go into publishing and then you'll get to publish the book and you'll be my business partner there, because I think it's so interesting. However the garden grows, which I guarantee it's going to grow, and I'm only going to grow it bigger and bigger in ways that don't sacrifice the intimacy of it. But I think I might make a rule where I only work with little bunnies. So anything that we make, you know, if we make a coffee table book or something, I'm not going to get some random person to do that. You know? I want it to be a little bunny that makes that. And I want you to be thinking about what role you might play in the garden someday professionally. And I want you to take those steps. There's a podcast. I got a lot of emails, which is very good and very correct. About 1 year from now, I'll make you proud. What episode was that? Oh, God. I got to know this little bunny. I got to know my own content. Let's see, which one was it? Let's make a guess. Is it your garden dreams? Or is it your forever vacation? I'm not sure. Okay, either way. Let's move on. Let's pour this tea, shall we? That's getting pretty good, isn't it? Could you hear it? I'm not sure if you could hear it. Okay. So the quote, we're going to come up with it together. We're going to improvise it. I did prepare for this episode, but I forgot to come up with a good quote. So Thanksgiving, let's get to Thanksgiving. Finally, what is Thanksgiving? Just in case you're a little bunny who's not an American, and whatever other countries celebrate Thanksgiving, it's a new world. I think Canada might do it too. I'm not sure. But you get together. Basically, you all get together for a nice, generally homemade feast. And pretty much everyone gets the holiday. Well, ideally, everyone gets the holiday. Of course, that's not always possible. The air just turned off, so I'm going to be distracted for 1 second while my brain readjusts to the new reality of there being no fan. Okay. Yeah, so that's what I was talking about with this cold out. It's a Thanksgiving episode. So you get together with your extended family, and it's generally like it's one of the rare times you get to get together with everyone. Or have to get together with everyone. I don't know. for me, it's I enjoy it because I have a really wonderful family on both sides. But yeah, it's so you have like a homemade feast, and maybe you toss around a football, and an American football in the front yard or something. You're not supposed to talk about politics because you have that one uncle who, you know, things will escalate. You get two people who love politics and hate too, and hate the people who have the opposite politics, and they bounce back and forth, and it's a what's it called? A feedback loop. That's an important concept to know. And things just, you know, get out of control as soon as you get two people who have different political views in the same room, and they just go off and off and off. And the reason that things get so heated is because these people are family, which means neither of them can back out of the situation. So imagine you're like on the street, okay, and someone says something politically divisive that goes against your own ethics, and you know, makes you not really want to, makes you not like the person as much. Although, you know, don't like and dislike people based on politics, but you just keep walking, right? They say something, you're like, oh, and then you just keep walking. Family is interesting because there's no such thing about keep walking. You can't just keep walking when it comes to family, you know? And that's the good and the bad thing about family. So, how is it good? The fact that you can't walk out on your family. I say can't, you know, interpret that however you will, but let's just say you can't walk out on your family. The good part about that, let me think of the way to phrase this right. It's tricky to phrase this. I'll take it from your point of view. The good part that other people can't back out is that they will always have your back in some sense. You can always fall back on family if you have a good family. So there will be times in your life, you know, I did this in when I had my lowest moment, is the way I got out of it is I had family to fall back on. And did I deserve that family? I wasn't so great to be around. I wasn't really producing anything of value for the world. So my family was there to catch me and get me back on my feet. So that is a really wonderful thing about family. The fact that you can't keep walking, at least the fact that they can't keep walking, means that they'll always be there for you. And that's also the downside, is that there are family members who can treat you really poorly, and they know that you can't keep walking. I don't know if they get some kind of pleasure out of being mean to you. I know there's a lot of people that... hold on, the air came back. I would just turn it off altogether. Maybe I'll do that. You turn off the air. Hold on. In the meantime, let me take a sip of tea. So yeah, there are people that it's just part of who they are to be mean, to be nasty, to be negative. And by the way, you're almost certainly not this way. And if you have doubts, go check out, what number is it? Do You Deserve My Love, number 18. I filter a lot to make sure that by the time you make it here to listen to me, I know that you are the kind of person that I really do love. I don't try and cast as wide of a net as I can. I'm not trying to get as many people as possible, kind of thing. I want little bunnies. And if you're listening to this right now, which you are a little bunny. And if that means you're not one of these people that takes pleasure in hurting others, it's just simply not possible that you would make it this far into the garden, that you'd make it this deep in the garden and be that kind of person. So there are members in your family who are very not little bunnies, shall we say. And they're banking on the fact that you can't walk away. And I know it's very, very challenging. And I guess this episode isn't exactly about dealing with those super nasty people. But I'm going to talk more about the middle ground of family that they're not really enriching your life. And you might be better surrounded by people that you find, like family you find. But this episode actually is slightly pro-family, because there is a little bit of a sweet spot where you can have the best of both. So you can have the people that you find who are the best people for you. And that's largely what the garden is, that it's a collection of people who are best for you. If you are 18, the Discord is a wonderful place if you are looking for those people in your life. It's part of the Patreon, which is patreon.com/Lindy's Garden. Don't search for it in the app. You either search for it in Google or type in the URL. But yeah, so you have people that you find, and these people are, they bring out the best in you. You know what I mean by that? And then in the opposite side, where you have family, these people are by definition people you haven't chosen, but the positive is that they won't back out on you. In fact, they can't back out on you. And that means that there are going to be times in your life where you will need to rely on family if you're fortunate enough to have family, which some of your fellow bunnies do not have families altogether. So we have to really, really make sure that we are there for those bunnies when they need us. And so the approach of this podcast, the little mission I have for you, is how we're going to find the best of both of those. And the mission is something for you to do this Thanksgiving. And if you miss Thanksgiving, do it the next time you have a big family gathering. So, one second. So I'm big on science and math and statistics. And what percentage of people, just a random sample of people, what percentage of them do you think would fall under the category of family you find? So a person who, given the right circumstances where you're able to bond in some kind of way, which I'll talk about how to bond with people in another episode. There's some counterintuitive things about that. I have interesting things to say that are useful to you. But what are the chances that in a random sample of people, like how many people does it take for there to be one person who you would enjoy being in your found family. And if I think about it, for me, it might be maybe one in 15 or one in 20. Let's say 15, because it's a more fun number than 20. I think I prefer the number 20, though, but 15 is a more poetic number, so we'll do 15 for the podcast. So if I'm, oh God, is it going to annoy me? 1 in 15 is such an unuseful number. Such an awkward number. I'm so sorry if your birthday is on the 15th. That's the best. The best use of the number 15 is if it's a little bunny birthday. And guess what? How many little bunnies do you think have birthdays on the 15th? One in, what is it, little bunny? One in what? One in 30.5, actually. So that would be, what's 30.5 times 2? 1 in 60, 2 in 61. So, yeah, 2 out of 61 of your fellow bunnies have birthdays on the 15th. Okay, so we're getting in numbers mode, okay? Getting your, I got to give you some honey, since that math is quite a carrot activity. So I'm getting your brain into math mode ever so briefly, and then we can exit math mode once you understand what I'm talking about. But if 1 out of 15 people are deserving to be in the family you find, and also you have to be deserving of being in their found family, it doesn't work one way. And all you have to do is be the best version of yourself, and all you have to do is do what I tell you, and you'll become the best version of yourself. Because that's one of the big things about this podcast. So, do you know where I'm getting at with this 1 in 15 thing? Have you figured it out yet? Is it obvious? Well, at Thanksgiving, you're going to be surrounded by a lot of family. How many family members do you think you're going to be surrounded by? 15, maybe? Think about that. And this, we're playing probabilities here, so don't get cynical. Okay, just roll with it. If there are 15 family members, and in a random sample of people, 1 out of 15 are worthy, are chosen, are people that you would choose to be in your found family. There's someone at Thanksgiving who fulfills both. This is someone who will always be here for you, who won't back out on you, and in fact can't back out on you. But it's also someone who you genuinely, it's not even just that you like them as a person, but they hold this kind of special place. And your mission is especially relevant if you're not quite sure who this person is, or rather, if you think you know who this person is, but you don't see them at any other time than Thanksgiving once a year. So think about your family, your extended family. Think about everyone you're going to see at Thanksgiving. Who is the one person? Could even be two. I doubt it's zero. Don't get cynical. There's at least one person. Who is this person who resonates with you in this special way? And I'm still trying to find the way to say this. I think it's a really important concept for the garden, because it's kind of It's kind of how I feel about you. There's this resonance I feel with you. I wouldn't be able to do this on the radio. Are you kidding me? There's no way I could access this side of myself if I was but even the radio, like, people choose to tune in. Let's say it's these brave, brave, unusual people who can stand on a street corner and just ramble into a loudspeaker for literally the entire day. I admire them for being able to be themselves into a microphone to literally everybody, but I'm only able to be this way with you because there's this kind of special connection. Sounds too cheap of a way to say it. I want to say it somehow really interesting. Special connection, it describes it, but I want to say it in a more special way, you know, because I think it deserves something more special. Anyway, there's one person that you'll see in Thanksgiving who fulfills this connection. And your mission is that if it's someone that you haven't bonded with yet, I want you to especially seek them out this Thanksgiving. I want you to make a point of going and getting to know them better. You have to take the initiative, little bunny. In the garden, my bunnies take initiative. I have a fun example about initiative. I have a friend here in my city whom I met elsewhere in the country, and we work in the same industry, and he's an absolute genius. I don't remember how much I've revealed about my industry and stuff, but he might be the most, dare I say, talented musician that I know. Although that's hard to really say. He's up there. He's really up there in greatest musicians I know. And he struggles a lot with depression. And although he's been doing a lot better recently, and I talked to him, he's one of the rare people that I can tell that I talk about the garden with in my in-person life. There's no need to go talk about it with everybody. In fact, this ties in. I don't talk about it with most of my family except for one person. What are the chances? So my friend who lives in this city, I sent him a message one time. I was like, dude, because I never see him. And he's this person that I feel that I have a connection to. And I know that he feels it back, but also it's like, why haven't we hung out kind of thing. And so I was messaging him and I was like, dude, why have we not hung out? And I was almost kind of hurt when I said it, you know, I was expressing a little bit of hurt. It's like, why haven't you reached out to hang out with me? And he was like, you tell me. Because from his point of view, I'm the one who hasn't been reaching out. You know, he's the one who's thinking, Lindy doesn't maybe like me as much as I like him. Because we live far away. So it's, you know, you have to plan meeting up in advance. So yeah, it just had to be me who took initiative, especially because I'm, I don't want to say more put together, but, you know, it's easier for me to be the one to take the initiative between the two of us. So, yeah, I took the initiative and I met up with him and it was wonderful. And we had a wonderful connection. And I got to hear all about the incredible stuff that he's doing. He's finding the beginning of a really successful career. And I talked about the stuff that I'm doing and I talked about you. But I had to be the one to take initiative. And it's not... It's so funny. Just because you take initiative doesn't mean the other person doesn't want you, right? In fact, they're going to be flattered that you took the initiative. So let's talk about this one person, and I hope you've picked them out. that you think you'll see at this Thanksgiving. And if you haven't picked them out yet, as soon as you arrive or as soon as family arrives where you're at, kind of be thinking, kind of look out for it. Who is this person? And I want you to take the initiative to go and talk to them and just be very you. Be as you as you can possibly be. Because that's one key part about found family, is that they love you for you. And of course, your job is to be the best version of you. But they don't want you to be the best version of a not you. You know what I mean by that? There are some cats. Can you hear the cats outside? There are some wild cats that are, I don't know. I don't know, little bunny. I don't know anything. Cats don't like me. Dogs love me. Cats do not like me. Maybe they don't like anybody, but they especially don't like me. They don't know about me, but dogs love me. I can make friends with any dog instantly. Okay, I'm getting a bit rambly. That was a mistake of my most recent rambly podcast, is I got to get more to the point. Okay, so you're going to seek this person out. You're going to take the initiative. You get to know them. And then here's the key part. You tell them quite explicitly, I want to stay in touch with you. Can we stay in touch? So this might be, maybe it's an aunt or an uncle. Maybe it's a cousin. Maybe it's a grandparent. Maybe it's like someone with confusing ties to you, like a aunt's daughter's cousins, something like that. Although it's probably better if they're, within 1 or 2 degrees, like, because you want it to be someone that that definitely is. This sounds so terrible, but like the family that can't back out on you, right? We want the sweet spot where they're someone you want in your found family, and they also will always be there for you because they're family. And you're going to tell them, after you spend some quality time with them this Thanksgiving, you're going to tell them, I want to stay in touch with you. And we live in an incredible age where that is extremely, extremely doable. And this is the point of the podcast where I have to be brave now, because I've talked about this specific person who fulfills this role for me. And I'm going to call them as a result of this podcast, and I will tell them that I talked about them in this podcast, or rather, I don't want to freak them out like that, but because they're pretty privacy minded, but basically, that I talked about the concept of this sweet spot where it's family, but it's also people that you would have chosen otherwise. Or at least they're like first place out of a 15 people, which first place out of 15 people, that's good, you know? So this person for me is an uncle. And it's so funny. My life has had a dramatic change in the past year. It's been slightly over a year now since I decided to retool some things and decide to do something meaningful with my life. Meaningful to me, something, by meaningful, I mean aligning with my own purpose that I've chosen for my life. And so, even though I'm the kind of person who's going to do whatever I want to do anyway, honestly, I did ask different members of my family whether it was a good idea to leave my quote-unquote stable job and replace it with a smattering of other things, one of which has become the garden. But it's like, I asked just about everyone in my family, just kind of curious. I'm just curious what they say. And my parents said, don't do it, stick with the boring, stable job. My brother was like, I'm kind of jealous of the job you have. I don't like my job as much. You know, make sure you appreciate what you have. And that's a really good approach as well. And then aunts and uncles, like behind the scenes, were expressing reservations about it. It's like, he's got a really good job, you know? And there was one person who was like, yeah, I can see it in you that you're not destined to have a job that's not creative, a job where you're not fulfilling this side of yourself that is so. I say I'm creative and then I can't figure out a way to say this all poetically. It was this uncle, and he's the one who really got me. And he's still alive. He's the one who really got me and who understands what I want in life. And in fact, he made essentially the exact same choice when he was my age in his life. And he just went for it. And he has a, he's a creative as well. He has a, he's in a profession that is more well-defined than whatever the hell I'm doing. Whatever the heck I'm doing, excuse me. He became fantastically successful. So he was the one who said, do it. And I didn't do it because of him. I would have done it anyway. But that is just further evidence that he's that one in 15 for me. I asked 15 people. He was the one that said, do it. And he's the only one that I talk about the garden with. So, with the exception of people who are in my found family, pretty much all of whom I tell about the garden. So, yeah, that goes to prove the point that there's only one person that is in this overlap of someone who's family, but can fulfill the role of found family. Okay, I should wrap it up. You have your mission. I need to give you a quote, and I need to write you a poem. And I'm not sure I can give you a good quote on the fly. I kind of want to give you something good. So, I know it's a bit backwards. I guess in the future I have to get the, I have to prepare the quote for the very beginning. But I'll give you a quote, I'll give you a poem. And I guess we'll do announcements first. I'm just going to pause after I do the announcements, and then I'm going to write you the poem real quick. Okay, get to the point, Lindy. Get to the point, Daddy. I'm going to get better at being succinct. Okay, here's the fun news. This is a great announcement. I bought a GoPro yesterday. Do you know why I bought a GoPro, little bunny? I bought it for you because I am going to retool my YouTube channel because YouTube does not like the fiction that I write anymore, which is fine. They updated their content policy and my fiction was right on the border and now it is outside the border. So fiction is going to be, I hope to just leave up the stuff that's there that was posted before they changed the policy. I hope they don't take it down, but basically YouTube is going to get reworked and it's going to be kind of a vlog type thing where not only did I buy a GoPro, but I grabbed or I bought a harness so I can strap it on my chest. And I'm also going to be doing some really interesting things with audio. It's going to involve 3D audio. And if you don't know what that means, I could give you the physics explanation, or I can just tell you that you're really going to feel like you're there because I'm going to take you on walks throughout New York City. That's what the YouTube channel is going to be. And I'm going to go all different places. I'm going to go all around the city, and I'm just going to walk, and I'm going to ramble just like this. And we'll just go on walks together. And the audio is going to be in three dimensions, which means you, when you wear headphones, you will really feel like you're there. And in an abstract way, in my opinion, you are there. Okay. What other announcements? The locked audio this week. Oh, I mentioned the Patreon is 18 plus. There's a very good reason for that, because the locked audio this week is super, super 18 plus. I guess I won't go into detail about it in the podcast because I want the podcast to be all age appropriate, but I will just say my philosophy, which is that sexuality is not bad. It's not wrong. And we all, it's a part of all of us in some degree, particularly as you reach a certain age. For the Garden Patreon, it is the magic age of 18 or later. And it's just a feature of the garden. It's part of what I do here. It's part of this entire thing we call a healthy life. So the garden is just about being the best version of ourselves. And guess what? The best version of ourselves is sexy. So this is very sexy audio. And the Patreon this week, you can Google Indy's Garden Patreon or just go to patreon.com/IndysGarden. It's relatively cheap, or rather I make it as cheap as I can justify, so that a couple different reasons, but mainly I don't want cost to be a big barrier to entry. So there's just one level. All the little bunnies in the locked section of the garden are equal. And go check that out. There's a whole catalog of locked audios. It's really cool. And you get access to the Discord, where I'll be doing live events and stuff. I think I'm going to be doing a live bedtime story in December to do our holiday cheer. It won't literally be Christmas, but it's going to have all that fun energy. What else? Hoodies are available. I don't know. I'm a terrible salesman. I don't even want to tell you to buy a hoodie. It's just like, if you want a Lindy, if you want me on your hoodie, basically, if you want to be able to wear me, which is, I picked a hoodie because it's like a hug, you know. I could do like Lindy's Garden water bottles and stuff. Spoiler alert, it's me and the logo. Some people didn't figure that out, but that's okay. So I picked a hoodie because it's kind of like I'm giving you a hug. And I've been meaning to do a training video. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow, but I don't want it to feel like I'm selling you stuff. I'm not selling you stuff. It's there. I mean, I am selling you stuff, but it's don't buy anything out of a charity for me. It's all about what brings you enrichment and value in your life. And that's what you should spend your money on. Okay. What else do I have that you can spend money on? Podcast sponsors coming soon. I just want to grow a little bit more. YouTube is going to have a, so here's what I've learned, is that YouTube has a much, much, much larger audience than podcast, because I've made some of the lists. I promised this in, I think, the second episode that I would say, I love you, little bunny, in all these different languages. I'm just going to, for an episode, I'm just going to knock out like the most 100 most common languages, and I'm just going to go down the list, but I have to prepare for that. Maybe that'll be like an anniversary idea. I just came up with that in the moment. That'll be cool. I should write that down. Should I write it down now? I feel like I have to get you going. Don't you have to be somewhere? No, you just enjoy being here. I'm the one who has to get going. But I enjoy being here too. I just don't like the feeling that I'm meandering around. Okay. Was it Lindy? I have various notes that are ideas. By the way, if you are a creative person, keep notes on your phone. Whenever it comes time to sit down and do your creative work, that's not when you try and summon the energy to be creative. you just whip out your notes and it's like, oh, here's 30 ideas. Let me just go use them. And then it's just the easiest thing in the world. Okay. What is this going to be? It'll be a podcast idea. So
podcast idea.
Top 100 languages. I don't know if I could do it. 100 languages on earth. Say, I love you, little bunny, in each. So I bring that up because I'm actually on, like, I'm on the charts, so to speak, with the podcast. I was higher than, like, Duolingo, speaking of languages, which is fun. It was, like, Duolingo Spanish specifically. Before, you know, it goes up and down as things go viral, and then
there's quiet periods. But,
yeah, the audience on YouTube is just way freaking higher. If you look at the numbers of people who are listening to the podcast, it's high for podcasts, but YouTube is just a whole other level. So I think I'm gonna hit YouTube pretty hard. Let me know what you think about this idea, taking you on walks around New York City, 3D audio. I'll just ramble to you like this. I asked for ideas on the Discord, actually. And they said they had so many ideas, they wanted me to make like a top 10. And I have to check back in because I told them to like make it easy for me and just make like a list. So you can give me, if you're not on the Discord, which is part of Patreon, you can send me an email, lindy@lindysgarden.com or daddy@lindysgarden.com, whichever you prefer. If it doesn't work, remember, you type in lindy@lindysgarden.com. Okay, some of the younger generation has moved on from email as a tool of communication, and sometimes I take it for granted that I can just say lindy@lindysgarden.com. Okay, if you have ideas for what kind of YouTube walks you want around the city, let me know. Okay, I think that's all the announcements. I'm going to pause, and then the next thing you hear is going to be me returning after having written you a poem, and I'll give you a quote before that as well, if I remember. Okay, talk to you soon. No time has passed for you. But time has passed for me. Time works in mysterious ways in the garden, little bunny. I have your quote, and I have your poem. And I know I said that the next thing you hear would be the poem, but I'm a liar because that was old me, and new me has decided to do it this way. So, your quote, little bunny, goes like this. If you're wondering why your friend hasn't reached out, they're probably wondering the same. So write that one down in your journal. And if you don't have a journal, go make a journal. Okay. Poem, it's a good one. And then I will go to bed. But I won't leave you because I'm always with you. And hopefully there's enough podcasts and audios and stuff that you can have me on 24/7. Okay. Here's your poem. You ready? Family you find makes you happy to be you, to aspire, to grow, and achieve. And family by birth, for better or worse, are the ones who simply can't leave. But when you're in need, and you're also alone, family is there, and family is home. But home can be bad. You're depressed and you're sad, and you know that your life could be richer. And every Thanksgiving, you all squeeze together and smile for your family picture. And in a sample so large, perhaps of 15, perhaps there is one who can play on both teams. Family by birth. family you find. The best of both worlds together. So be brave and get walking. Get greeting, get talking. Go get him, go get them, go get her. And I think I was too loud, and I think I woke somebody up. So, it was worth it, wasn't it? It'll be worth it if you go. Talk to that family member, and I don't know, do what I tell you to do. Your life will be great. Okay, I gotta go. I love you. I love you. I love you. Take care. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.